And the background music of Larry Rezavian is Out of Town Checks with our theme Musicians Come and Play means it's time for another edition of our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM, program number 442 in that continuing series. Our theme wrapping up right there, Musicians Come and Play with Larry Rezavi. As you're listening to your dependable neighbor for all of central Minnesota, KASM Albany, 1150 AM, KDDG Albany, 105.5 HD2, 107.7 on your FM dial, and streaming on the World Wide Web at mychasm.com. We're now at 9 minutes before the hour of 12 noon, temperature reading of 27 degrees. Like I said, bright sunshine here in central Minnesota. We have our guest on the line. We're going to go to the phone line and say good morning to Mr. Arnie Chekelski. Arnie, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing fine, thanks.
Great. Then where are we speaking to you at?
Say that again, please.
I say, are you at home today? Are you in Rice Lake?
Yes, I am. I'm in Rice Lake, Wisconsin. That's for those on that might not be familiar, it's about 90 miles south of Superior, Wisconsin.
Oh, okay. Very good. And is that where you're born and raised, or where were you born and raised?
Not far away. There's a little town called Weyerhaeuser. That's where I was born and raised. And then I'm a former teacher. I traveled around, and about 1996, end up settling in Rice Lake, and we enjoy it very much.
Well, good for you. Good for you. And Arnie, along the way, somehow you learned how to play the saxophone and the clarinet, a few musical instruments. How did that all get started?
Well, actually, when I was in the seventh grade, my mother forced me to take piano. Well, I enjoyed it. I didn't want to admit it, I guess, but I'm so thankful for that. And then in high school, some friends of mine said, oh, why don't you take an instrument and join band? And I first one was saxophone, and I liked it, and I did not hide the fact that I liked it. And I heard bands playing, and I said, you know, I want to do this, and so I better learn how to play clarinet, too. Because at that time, in our area, the Dutchman style was very prevalent. Things have changed, but that was the case. If you played sax, you better play clarinet, too.
Sure. And what years was this when you were in school there, about what era?
Well, I graduated from high school in 1954.
Okay.
In the middle of last century.
Yeah, that's right. All right. And so were you already hired to play music when you were in school, or did that come later?
Yeah, actually, first dance job was in April of 1952.
Really? Wow. Yeah, that's pretty awesome. And who was the band?
Well, it was a local band. It was called Casey Blazek.
Okay.
He was a concertina player, kind of generic type thing, nothing special. We played, if it was a tune he liked, he played it, and we had to follow along.
Sure.
Okay.
That's for sure. So then you started in playing with more bigger bands, and you told me that you actually did sit in once with, what, the Babe Wagner Band, several times with Fez?
I sat in a lot of times with the Babe Wagner Band and with Scheid. I only worked one official job with the Wagner Band. It was a geographic thing.
Oh.
I lived, in Wisconsin, and the band worked mainly around New Ulm.
Sure.
Same thing with Fez. I had sat in with him many times in... he came out to Wisconsin, needed somebody, and I worked a job. So it's really no big deal, but I'm very familiar with the bands and sat in with them a lot, and I thoroughly enjoyed it.
I'll bet. What was it like to play on the set with the Wagner Band?
Well, it was, I guess, a boyhood dream, so to speak. I look in my yearbook, and we write little things to our classmates and other people. And there are several places, and I think I might have been a junior or says, well, I hope you get to play with the Babe Wagner Band someday. So I was a fan from way back.
Okay. Yes, that's that. Yeah, that's.
I have some. I don't know if your listeners would be would like this. I have the dates of the Wagner recordings on Columbia.
You do?
Yes.
Yeah, mention them. I'm sure everybody is.
Everyone consisted of 8 cuts.
Okay.
Okay. First one, July 7th, 1947.
Wow.
I won't get into them, the tunes, unless you ask me. Second one, December 12th, 1947.
Oh.
So two of them, two sessions in 47.
Mm-hmm.
February 2nd, 1949.
Wow.
And then after Babe had passed, the last one was March 7th, 1950.
Okay.
That was it for the Columbia recordings.
Mm-hmm.
And then they recorded on Polka Land, and these were done at KNUJ, November 28th, 1952. The quality was not good.
Uh-huh.
And then you and I talked about when Donnie Klossner was with the band, Greetings from an Old Friend. All I have down is sometimes in 1961.
Yeah.
Donnie would know, of course, he would know much better.
Right. Yep. That was the last recording for the Wagner Band?
Say that again, please.
I say, was Greetings from an Old Friend, was that their last studio recording?
In 61?
Yeah.
Yes, and I think that was done at the Klossner Ballroom.
Yeah.
Just north of New Ulm.
Yep. And in fact...
of course, and, you know, we talked about it before. There were a lot of Wagner fans, and a lot of tapes were made from some of the jobs.
Yep.
And you talked to me about that, and it turned out just great, of excellent quality.
Oh, you bet. Donnie got me a copy of one of those, and we're going to use that after the interview today. You would not know it from a studio recording. They used one microphone, but they did things right, and it turned out really good. So there's some great cuts on there.
Sometimes I think you can overdo technology and get too carried away. But if it worked, well, wonderful, and it certainly did.
Well, they had some wonderful musician. The musicianship was good.
Yeah.
You played alongside a Swede, huh?
Yes, yeah. A Swede, actually, the only time I was with him, said it was Swede. I never knew Babe. See, he had died before I really got into things with the Wagner Band. It was probably a couple of years before. And in fact, this is kind of strange, kind of funny, thinking about it. In my hometown, we had some. There were some women, and they would call him Babe.
Oh yeah.
And I wrote to the. I was just the Babe Wagner Band, New Ulm, Minnesota, and it ended up that Florence, his Babe's wife, got a hold of it. And I said, is Babe a man or a woman? I had no idea. She wrote a very nice letter and explained everything. That was Ellsworth, and that was a childhood name of Babe, and it stuck with him.
Uh-huh. Awesome. Can you remember?
That blows my mind. I just... In care of the Babe Wagner Band, New Ulm, Minnesota, and they got it.
Uh-huh. Can you remember all the other musicians when you sat in there with the Wagner Band?
Well, let's see. There was a friend of mine from Bloomer, Wisconsin, worked with the Wagner Band and Whoopi John for a while. Donnie Burkhart.
Yes, Donnie.
I often sat in for, I think, Dixie Frank.
Okay.
A tenor man with the Wagner Band, and also I think when I sit in with Scheid, Fez. Well, Slivers was on. Fez. I do not remember the names of the trumpet players.
Okay.
Clancy Prawl was one of them. Tex played accordion. Yeah. I highly respected these people.
Oh, true. I think musicians back in that era, they lived and breathed that old-time music. And boy, one band tried to imitate another, you know. Their styles were different. But well, the one I always took my hat off to was like Dick Rogers and Lawrence Duco when they did that Just Another Polka, and they would imitate Whoopi John, and then they'd, you know, they could do that.
Well, I had heard of Duco for years and years, and it was about that time in 1953 when they came out with that, and I heard him in person several times, and yeah, it was something. Lawrence was a hot shot. I mean, the band was good, and he let you know about that. No, it was fine. Somebody had a great idea, and apparently Just Another Polka was a pop tune at that time. And
yeah,
worked it out, and it fit very well.
Yeah, it did. Well, Arnie, if we can ask you to hold that thought, we've already reached 12 o'clock here in central Minnesota. I'm going to read the ad for our sponsor, the St. Joe Meat Market, then I'll come back with you, if that's all right.
Sure.
All righty. So, Cy here for the St. Joe Meat Market. Stocking stuffer ideas abound when you come into the St. Joe Meat Market. Snack sticks, all vacuum sealed in small packages, come in numerous flavors. Whole muscle and ground beef jerky, also vacuum sealed in small packages, also available in several different flavors. How about some bacon, which is now available in some exciting different flavors, like the extra maple flavor, the peppered flavor, raspberry chipotle, and the jalapeno flavor, all vacuum sealed and priced for you to grab and go. The ever popular snack packs are being made daily and will fit into your stocking so nicely. There are many, many brats, breakfast links, and sausages, all vacuum packaged and ready for stocking stuffing. How about a polka music CD or a Christmas CD available at the St. Joe Meat Market? Always great for stocking stuffing. Don't forget your pets. The St. Joe Meat Market has smoked beef bones, smoked beef liver jerky, and smoked pig ears for in your pet's stocking. Also beef suet for feeding the birds. Now, if you're still unsure what to get, a St. Joe Meat Market gift card might be just what the doctor ordered. They can be made out in any amount, and they never expire. Calling ahead and placing your order in advance this time of the year is especially helpful so that your order is ready and waiting when you come through the door. For prices or more information, call 320-363-4913. You can like us on Facebook, look us up on the web, www.stjosephmeatmarket.com, and a wish to you and yours for a safe and fun-filled holiday season from Harvey and Carol and the whole gang at the St. Joe Meat Market. Arnie, for being our guest on the program, and this is how it works. I told you that Wally Pickle was our first guest way back in February of 2013, and we haven't looked back since. You are our 442nd guest, and for being a guest on the show, we put up a nice meat package. It includes like bacon, summer sausage, bologna, wieners, snack sticks, snack packs, all of those good items, all smoked. And so they keep well, and we send them out priority mail, and you should have it in a day or so, and hope that you and those around you enjoy it in good health. How does that sound?
Well, that sounds wonderful. I want to thank you very much. I hope what I told you was worth it.
Well, absolutely. You bet. Now, Arnie, did you get married along the way, and are you married yet, or how did that all work for you?
Get what?
I say, did you get married? Do you have family?
Oh, yes. Well, yes, in 1962, we have 5 children, 14 grandchildren, and just had our 8th great-grandchild, and I just commenting to my wife the other day, you know, it's kind of unbelievable. We have 27 people in this world with our blood in their veins.
There you go. That's pretty exciting. What's your wife's first name?
Phyllis.
Phyllis. Well, you greet her for us. And how many years married now then?
It was 60 this summer.
Oh, congratulations. That's awesome.
Thank you.
You bet. Well, what was it like sitting on the stage with the Fez Fritzy band?
Oh, yeah, Fez is great. I thoroughly enjoyed it. He treated me so nice, and I thoroughly enjoyed that. He did me some favors and over the years, and I had maybe done a few for him. No, he was a great guy.
Uh-huh.
I thoroughly enjoyed Fez.
Well, we seen him up here in my going out years back in the late 60s, early 70s at the Richmond Coliseum in Richmond, Minnesota, just west of St. Cloud. And I always thought he was a really lively band. I mean, we seen Elmer Scheid and Ivan Kale, but boy, the Fez Fritchie band, they were full of antics. They were just so fun to watch.
Well, he was, a mega personality on stage.
Uh-huh.
It was one of those, sometimes you hear a band, the leader's talking, and you say, come on, shut up and play. But with Fez, you kind of wanted to wait and see what he was going to come up with.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Oh, and the songs kind of mirrored that. You think about the songs that he did, Tanta Ana, Poor John, just a number of them, Julita, Schnitzelbung. They were almost like novelty tunes. They were just classics.
Toward the end, when the music was really, really hot, he had been with FM, and then I think Soma Bada. This, I don't know all the details, but he was with MGM, and they did a classic. I mean, and everybody still talks about it, Moonbeams Clear.
Yes.
I mean, that was that. With Don D. Don, I think, on
the trumpet solo
at the end. I mean, it's still just a thrill to listen to it.
I don't think it's ever been duplicated.
No. It will not be.
No. And that's one of the things that you looked for and liked about Fez, because you could expect the unexpected, I think.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's absolutely. Yep.
Well, who else did you play with along the way then?
The band I worked with quite a bit in Wisconsin was a band called Ernie Reck. The name of the band was a terrible name. It just didn't fit. It was called the Country Playboys. It just didn't fit. But the band was good.
Uh-huh.
We did one recording session at K-Bank in Minneapolis, cut four tunes on Soma. That was it. I wish we would have done more, but we didn't.
Uh-huh.
Ernie's big thing was television show. We had a television show over Eau Claire, WEAU in Eau Claire, Wisconsin, starting in April of 59 until sometime in the summer of 63.
Okay.
And it was fun.
I'll bet it was. And was it like a half hour or an hour long show?
It would be a half hour show. And I had a lot to do with kind of lining up the program. It would be the guide for the cameras, trumpets, X number of measures, concertina, so on and so forth. The band, Ernie always said he was a pretty good friend with Harold Leffelmacher, and we played Six Fat Dutchman style, two trumpets, three saxes. So very much like the Dutchman band.
You bet. Well, are you still playing today yet, Ernie?
Not really. Somewhat steady thing I had, I played sax with a big band in Rice Lake called the Dean's List.
Okay.
The big swing band from the 40s, four trumpets, four trombones, five saxes, so on and so forth. And I'm at an age to go out at night and play has lost its luster.
Yep.
I mean, I never thought it would happen, but yes, it did happen. And the business is not there.
No, it's not the same as it was 30 years ago.
No, not even. I'll tell you what, though, with the Polish bands, they're working quite a bit.
Yeah,
they
yeah.
Are, And the young people love them.
Yeah. High energy.
Yep.
Well, good. You had mentioned also Elmer Scheid. You sat in with Elmer. How about Ernie Koopman?
No, I never did. I did know Ernie.
You did?
I knew Bruno Randles. I used to sit in with that band.
Okay.
Yeah, and then with Cactus.
Yeah.
I did a lot of arranging for Cactus. It was primarily, Cactus was a good singer, and when he sang, I don't think there were any vocals in the library of the Brewer band, so I wrote a number of things, for mm-hmm. him, and he apparently liked him well enough to record him.
Yeah.
So I worked jobs. I worked a number of jobs with that band.
Okay, very good. And, of course, Donnie Klossner did play some concertina with Cactus and the Brewers there, so that was good.
You know, there was one band. Were you at all familiar with the El Mavis and the Swinging Landlords?
I am, yes.
Minnesota?
Yes.
Well, he has I worked jobs with him.
Okay.
I wish I could have worked more. If somebody were to tell him you sound just like Wagner, he would be your friend for life, because he was a big Babe Wagner fan, and the band was good.
Okay.
Very good.
Well, somebody
another band was copied after the Babe Wagner band was Riverside Dutchman. Can't think of the leader's
name. Oh, Harvey Becker.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, there's some stuff on YouTube that is wow.
Yeah, yeah. Somebody along the way, and I don't know if it was you, but somebody recently told me that there probably wouldn't have been a Ray Dorschner band if it wasn't for the Babe Wagner band.
Well, I've said this many times. See, here's what I think the Babe Wagner band influenced. Well, Bruno Randles, pretty much same instrumentation, Elmer Scheid.
Yep.
Let's see, in a sense, Ivan Cale and Earl Schmidt. I mean, they both, both bands had one less horn.
Yep.
But their phrasing and stuff is very much like the Wagner band.
Yep.
Dorschner, yes, I firmly feel that. There's a band from Nebraska, I believe it's, I've heard a few times, and they play some Dutchman style and some Czech style. Dean Hansen.
Yeah.
But they used the same instrumentation that Wagner used at the start, two tenors, trumpet, and trombone.
Okay.
It's a nice sound.
Oh, yes, you bet. Well, Arnie, we could go on all day. I mean, this is so interesting, so fascinating. We're getting towards the end of the show, and I usually ask every guest if you have a memory, something that you can share with the listeners. It might be a good memory, it might be a bad memory, but what sticks out in your mind over your long career that you would want to share with the listeners?
Well, and actually this was before I was playing. I'm guessing you have seen the show called A Christmas Story with Ralphie, little boy.
Yeah.
Okay. Think about it. There's the radio that they had. I think you used to listen to Little Orphan Andy. It was a floor model radio.
Yeah.
And that was kind of what, like, we had. And there was a little drum in back that you could fine-tune things, so to speak. And I happened to pull in KNUJ and heard Don Miller, the announcer, and I had heard of the Six Fat Dutchmen. I had heard of Whoopi John, of course. And I heard the sound of this band, the Babe Wagner band, is, oh, yeah. Smooth power, that's what I call it.
Yep, yep.
And I was a fan then, and it's I still enjoy it just as much today, hearing that band. My musical experience and tastes have expanded over the years, but there's always a special place in my heart for the Wagner band. And probably the first time I ever heard the band might be a lasting memory.
Uh-huh. That is awesome. That's very good. Well, Arnie, our time has run out. This has been so good. Thank you so much on behalf of all the listeners. Thank you so much for taking time out to share your career with us here over the air. And I always tell every guest, if the good Lord is willing that you and I are still here down the road sometime, we'll try and do it again sometime. How is that?
Well, I appreciate that. No, I thoroughly enjoyed it. I love talking polka music. And we're talking about some of the best.
You bet. Well, we want to wish you a good afternoon, Arnie. I'll talk to you off there in just a minute, but have a great day. All right?
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
All right. And there he goes, Arnie Cichalski, our 442nd guest here on our Musicians Come and Play program on KASM. We're at 17 minutes past the hour of 12 noon. We've got to save a little time to play some Babe Wagner music for you, so don't go away. Larry Razavi and his Out of Town Checks with our theme wrapping up right there. Musicians Come and Play, wrapping up our 442nd edition of our Musicians Come and Play. Arnie Cichalski out of Rice Lake, Wisconsin, our 442nd guest. And what a delightful gentleman he is. My goodness, he goes back, and just fascinating to listen to all the stories with all of those big bands from back in those years. And so much more to tell. We'll have to try to work him in again sometime down the road. 20 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon. And like you probably heard, the Babe Wagner Band was by far and away probably his favorite band. He really only did one formal job with the Wagner Band, but sat in many times. We didn't get to it, but he did a lot of writing and arranging for the bands, some for the Babe Wagner Band. So right now, Donnie Klossner provided me with a CD. It's music unreleased that the Wagner Band, that they recorded different occasions with a one mic, maybe at a job, some live recordings. And the side note here says from Donnie, some I recorded before the job, some during the job, either at George's Ballroom or Cato Ballroom. The Long John Polka was recorded before the job at Shore Acker Ballroom in Sioux City, Iowa. So right now we're going to start out with that one. This one, the Babe Wagner Band, one called the Long John Polka. ¶¶ Babe Wagner Band. Yes, that's a live recording from, that one was recorded at the Shore Acker Ballroom, Sioux City, Iowa. And this was back about 1957. And again, boy, you can hear the musicianship there. Great stuff. One called the Long John Polka. Old Time Waltz Time coming up with the Babe Wagner Band. This one's called the Dinner Bell Waltz, the Babe Wagner Orchestra. Babe Wagner Orchestra, and that one called the Dinner Bell Waltz, I think probably renamed the Springflower Waltz later on in their years. At that time called the Dinner Bell Waltz. It's polka time once again, one called the Strip Polka, the Skip Polka. There we go, Skip Polka. Thank you. The Babe Wagner Band from 1957, one called the Skip Polka. We're at 28 minutes past the hour of 12 noon. Temperature reading now of 30 degrees. We're in the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet. It's always brought to us by Jeannie B's, Jeannie Bonfig and the gang over at Jeannie B's Tours out of Freeport, Minnesota. And Jeannie says they spent the last week in Nashville. It was a Nashville Christmas to remember. It was great music and a fun-filled week. People might want to know that they are already taking reservations now for their Thanksgiving weekend and Nashville holiday celebration in 2023. They will be spending 3 nights at the Opryland Hotel, and it will also include a Grand Ole Opry guided backstage tour and a Grand Ole Opry live performance. Reserve your seats on the coach now, and you can pay later. Jeannie B's Tour is very busy planning many adventures for 2023. Maybe you want to see Medora Musical, Yellowstone National Park, maybe the Grand Teton National Park or Glacier on the Canadian Rockies, Banff, Lake Louise, and the Glacier Tour in July. Alaska, Call of the Wild has seats available at this time. Now, they will all fill soon, so do not wait if you want to see Alaska with Jeannie B. This is a land-only tour, glaciers, wildlife, dome train tour, fly to Anchorage, be greeted by your experienced guide on a deluxe motor coach for a week of unbelievable natural beauty. Call Jeannie B's at 320-345-1581 today for more details. The New England Rails and Trails Fall Colors Tour is happening October 4th of 2023. Secure your seats now on this awesome fall experience. On April 10th, Jeannie is taking the fifth group to the Spring Ark Encounter and Creation Museum adventure. That's the one that I was on this past year, and I personally endorse it. It was good. The six-day outing is jam-packed full of interesting sightseeing. Gather your group and call Jeannie B's 320-345-1581. Call them today and visit with Jeannie B. And remember, seeing is believing. What will you see in 23? And yes, Jeannie B, Jeannie Bonfig, and Art and Estelle and the whole gang over there. Yes, Madeline and Amy and Hillary and the whole Jeannie B's family there, they want to take this opportunity to wish each and every one of you very healthy and happy Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, and look forward to traveling with you in 2023. That's the wish from Jeannie B's Tours, bringing us the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. As we get back to the music of the Babe Wagner Band, Little Hoolery style here, this one's called looks like it's Auntie's Waltz, the Babe Wagner Orchestra.
Thank you.
The Babe Wagner Orchestra back in the years of 1957 and one called Auntie's Waltz. Old Time Polka Time again with the Babe Wagner Band, and it's one called the Matilda Polka. That is the Babe Wagner Band with one called the Matilda Polka. 24 minutes now before the hour of 1 o'clock. Temperature reading of 30 degrees here in central Minnesota. Time to wrap up another edition of our musical treat for dancing feet. We'll do that with the Babe Wagner Band and one called the Old Timer's Landler. Wagner Band from the 1957 era, one called the Old Timer's Landler. Good stuff for you there. Wrapping up another edition of our musical treat for dancing feet here on KASM. Coming up on 22 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock, temperature reading of 30 degrees here in central Minnesota.